happens when you your ex gets married to your sister, and that's not even the reason you're reaching out to us. It's group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Nikki says, my sister married my ex-husband.
Okay.
I know that sounds super scandalous, but that happened several years ago.
Sure.
We married just out of college. I wanted kids right away. He didn't. We ended up divorcing after just over a year.
It happens. Life happens. We
Fast
get it.
Fast forward sure. 5 years.
Uh-huh.
He and my sister figured out they were soulmates.
Okay.
And I know that sounds very Kentucky.
You know what? I resent that statement, Nikki.
To bounce from sister to sister. LOL. But
if it
it's
was,
fine.
If it was your cousin, it'd be different.
Okay. Anyway. I am. They got married 6 months ago, and they're now pregnant.
Okay.
I was always fine with them ending up together, but it kind of stings now that he's having kids with her after telling me he didn't want kids when we were married. Like, that was a major reason we didn't work, because I knew I wanted them. My sister never talked about wanting kids, but I always knew I wanted to be a mommy and couldn't wait. It doesn't help that I've struggled in the dating pool since the divorce, and now I'm having a hard time being happy for them and finding myself distancing myself from them. We normally are very close. I thought I had made peace with all of this a long time ago, so why am I feeling hurt about it now?
It's because it's so close to you.
Yes.
If it was just some rando that your ex married,
yeah,
and you were having to see just through him what was happening.
I think it's still going to sting, though, because she said one of the major reasons why they didn't work is because he said he didn't want kids.
Yeah.
And here he is going to be a dad.
Right. I know. But I'm saying that it's extra hurtful because it's so close.
Yeah.
Like, she can't escape it.
Yeah.
It's her sister.
Yes.
And it's going to be her niece or nephew.
Yes.
Oh, wait. Did they say they were pregnant?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, her sister's pregnant with her ex-husband's baby.
Hey there.
Sister's current husband. It's a lot to keep track of. We should probably make a diagram. But
some sort of chart.
Yes. I mean, your feelings are normal.
Uh-huh.
I totally get it.
Mm.
And maybe if she had that kind of going on in her own life,
yeah,
it wouldn't sting as much as she,
yeah,
was able to go on and have the things that she was hoping for, but now she's having to wait.
Well, yeah, I mean,
and sis is getting it first.
Is she, you know, she said she used to be very close to her sister.
Yes.
Can she get back to that level by just
saying? I think
saying,
if she figures out how to handle the hurt.
Yeah. Well, I think you got to talk to your sister maybe over even your ex. Because
sure,
right,
and I think sis is going to understand. I'm assuming sis has known from the get go she had to handle this delicately when you're moving in, yeah, on your sister's ex husband.
Yeah, that's
I'm sure that was a little tiptoey at the beginning, but that part they worked that out and it's fine.
Yeah,
but so sis should understand. Obviously, she probably knew why they broke up.
Right.
And that this was, yeah, a major
and maybe
hump they thought she thought they couldn't get over.
Yeah. Well, it goes back to his reasoning for not wanting to have kids was he probably realized that they weren't compatible. And even though they were married, that she wasn't the person that he wanted to spend his time with. And so that was probably.
And now he's
a big,
found a soulmate and he's changed,
yes,
his tune about the kids.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Yes.
Right.
But it's still, I think, I understand where the hurt's coming from.
Sure. 502-795-1997 is our number. Have you had experience with this? I feel like this is kind of unique.
This could be a little more on the unique side.
Yeah. Now, we did get a listener who said, this is Kentucky. My cousin's ex-wife married his brother. They're still happily married, but I'm thinking no.
Okay.
So, I mean, there are those instances. So maybe you can help with some stories. You can voice note it, 502-795-1997, or just...
And she needs tools to deal with the,
yeah,
hurt.
Yeah.
How do I get over that hurt?
So Nikki's sister married her ex-husband, and now her sister is pregnant, and this is hurting Nikki because the reason she and her ex got divorced is she wanted kids, he didn't.
And this was like 5 years ago.
And now here they are.
So she's, even though they were, they've got past, it was fine.
Yep.
She did not have a problem with her sister moving on with her ex-husband. But now that they're pregnant, and that was a major reason why they broke up, now it's hurting again.
So Andrew the Love Doctor, he is not a real doctor, but he messages her show all the time.
Yeah, guys, you're right. Just because it's her sister, you know, that's making her get in her feels. And it's not uncommon for that to happen. What she needs to do is just, if she needs to distance herself, do it. You know, if she needs to grab some therapy, do that as well. But she just needs to do what's best for her, and everybody else involved should understand and respect that. Keep on loving.
Okay.
Yep. Tamara says in the stream chat,
mm-hmm.
I think we try to be glad we didn't have kids with someone who did not want them with us.
Mm.
That just sounds like a recipe for terrible co-parenting.
Mm.
That's true.
Okay.
I, you know, that's a blessing. Squid on Facebook says, I think you may be grieving for the life you wanted with him when you were married to him. And grief is not linear. Things trigger memories and feelings for years after the original event. Whether we realize it or not, you'll find your person, though, and have that life for yourself that you want.
Jess rolled in and said, now, I didn't formally date my now brother-in-law, but we did hook up. And when her and her husband started dating, she went with him to a family cookout and was shocked to see his brother and girlfriend there. So that was the most awkward conversation she had ever had that evening. Moved past it, been happily married for 11 years. It took time and convincing her husband that she had no attraction or feeling for his brother.
Yeah, time is going to heal that wound.
Yeah, so
sure.
I'm thinking time is probably going to help here for her too. And
yeah,
also having a conversation with her sister.
Sure. And I think I have to think that her sister is going to understand where she's coming from initially with the feelings about it. Brittany says, I think it's natural for these feelings to be brought up after all this time. You're going to find your person and have the life you always wanted. It's easy for us to say because we aren't in your position.
Yeah.
But don't jeopardize your relationship with your sister over this. Try to be as happy for her as you can be.
Yeah. Kelly on Facebook was like, hey, let me tell you from experience, the jealousy does not get easier during their pregnancy. For me, it wasn't until after the kid was born that I let it all go.
Okay.
Hmm.
Yeah. And again, if she was already like remarried and going down that path in her own life, I think it would help her deal with it. But because she's not, and she's wanted that for so long, and she knew since the time she was a kid, that is what she wanted for her life. And then getting to see her sister have it first,
with her ex-person, who she
thought she was going to have it with, absolutely.
But just,
you know, put on your happy face, fake it until you make it.
That's right.
Fake it till you make it, because you'll eventually get there.
Sure.
And it's going to be good for
everybody's
all of you.
Path is different.
Exactly. Hang in there, though. In the meantime, I know it stings.
All right. Well, keep us posted, Nikki. Hopefully, you're able to get over that hump. And keep us posted. That is group therapy.